Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, November 29th, 2022. US equity futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.3% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows broad strength in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are firmer in early trade. Bonds are firmer, with US 10-year yields around 4 basis points lower at 3.67%. There is also a big move in Eurozone paper following the release of German and Spanish inflation data. The dollar is softer across the board after rallying in the prior session. Oil is up. Gold is firmer. Industrial metals are rallying. Markets in Europe are benefiting from weaker German state CPI and softer Spanish inflation data. The data has fueled speculation that Eurozone inflation may have peaked. However, European Central Bank President Lagarde said that inflation is not yet at its peak to lawmakers on Monday. Germany's Bundesbank's Nagel also said that it is unclear when inflation may return to target. Markets are erring towards a 50 basis point rate increase in December, but there has been some pushback by hawkish officials in recent sessions following source reports saying that there is no consensus for another jumbo size hike. Meanwhile, on the US central bank front, Fed officials also pushed back against market bets for rate cuts in 2023 on Monday, continuing to stress higher for longer messaging and warning of a stepped up policy response if current inflation pressures persist. At the same time, the peak inflation narrative remains intact from falling input costs, weakening growth, and lower commodity prices. More broadly, central banks are increasingly on a path to slowing the pace of tightening ahead of a pause in 2023. In other news, attention remains on China developments. China said that it will boost vaccine rates among the elderly in a move regarded as crucial before a full reopening. This comes as protests dissipate and as state media strikes a conciliatory tone towards demonstrators. Some concessions are already being reported in the press, with testing and contact tracing rules eased. Thoughts are that the economic impact of lockdowns could also leave the door ajar for more Bank of China easing. On the data front, due up on today's US economic calendar, Redbook Chain Store, FHFA House Price Index, Case-Shiller Home Price Index, Consumer Confidence, and API Crude Inventories. Third quarter GDP from Canada is also due to be released. In corporate news, the Nikkei reported that Sony will supply Apple with a new image sensor that is expected to feature in the next series of iPhones due to go on sale in 2023. And the Los Angeles Times reported that at Disney's town hall on Monday, CEO Bob Iger told employees that the company is not looking to sell itself to Apple, and any such reports are just pure speculation. Earlier in the day, Iger said that the company's hiring freeze will remain in place and that he would reassess the company's cost structure. Asian equities finished mostly higher on Tuesday, led by a surge in Greater China markets on fresh hopes of an ease in COVID rules. Property stocks led the gainers in Shanghai, internet and technology led in Hong Kong. Tech also led in South Korea and Taiwan, while mining stocks led the rally in Australia. Japan, however, tracked Wall Street lower. In regional news, China's National Health Commission said that it will boost vaccination rates among the elderly in a move regarded as crucial before a full reopening can happen. But it stopped short of announcing significant changes to COVID restrictions following a weekend of protests. A Reuters poll showed that 24 out of 26 economists see the Bank of Japan pulling back easing, though most do not expect any action until the second half of 2023 or later. And Japan's unemployment rate was unchanged at 2.6% in October, somewhat weaker than expected. European equity markets are firmer in early trade. In European news, the Financial Times reported on UK Prime Minister Sunak's keynote speech on foreign policy on Monday. Sunak warned that the so-called golden era of UK relations with China is over, but signalled his determination to engage and stop short of describing Beijing as a threat. The Bank of England will begin selling bonds purchased as part of its financial stability operation, which took place from late September to early October. The bank said that sales will take place in a demand-led way to avoid destabilising markets. And European Union governments have once again failed to agree on a Russian oil price cap level. The EU will apply harsher measures if price cap negotiations ultimately fail. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.